We begin with the millions of people in Brazil who took time out from weeks of unrest in that country, people who've been demanding economic justice on the streets of Rio and São Paulo, people who clamored to hear the message of peace from visiting Pope Francis. Following his visit, the Pope made some unexpected and conciliatory remarks about homosexuality as well. For more on all of this, Rachel Donadio joins us. She's in the Rome Bureau. She's the Rome Bureau chief of the New York Times. Rachel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So this is a very important overseas trip that's almost, maybe it is, upstaged by these remarks on the Pope's sort of conclusion of his trip to Brazil. What do you make of it?
That's true. Well, as you know, Pope Francis, on the plane back from Brazil, told reporters he pretty much reached out to gays, and he said that he isn't going to judge priests for their sexual orientation. He said, if someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge? And that's a pretty remarkable overture. It's not that he's condoning homosexuality. It's just a kind of more open approach, which is very much in keeping with the style of this Pope, who since the day he was elected in March has been much more direct, open, conciliatory, pastoral, and really trying to build bridges.
Is there surprise in this remarks? Is it consistent with the kind of conciliatory gestures that were throughout his trip to Brazil?
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, in Brazil, he got, as I could tell from watching this on the media, like all of you, that he was received extremely warmly. He got almost a rock star following, people trying to mob his Pope-mobile at first, which caused some security hiccups. But he's just really seen as someone who's reaching out. I don't think he's fundamentally changing the teachings of the Catholic Church at all. But sometimes in a moment when a lot of people are suffering, when the economic crisis has really upended a lot of people's lives, he's seen as someone who is just kind of there for people. He was seen hugging drug addicts at a center in Brazil. I mean, it's rare that you just see a Pope kind of hugging someone. Not since John Paul, really, has a Pope been this well received. Benedict, his more intellectual theologian predecessor, is probably going to be remembered as one of the great theologians of the, of his era, but wasn't such a warm and fuzzy guy.
Let's explore that comparison with Pope John Paul, and you made the point there. John Paul really engaged politically in his confrontations with the Soviet Union and even afterwards. It seems to me that Pope Francis is calling for, or at least is evoking, a kind of moratorium from politics, the idea that we can put politics aside for a moment and all just try to live together. That seems to be the message in Brazil.
Yeah, I think it's a very kind of humanistic message like that. He made some comments against political corruption, which I think resonated well with people in Brazil, where, as you know, there have been lots of protests, people angry that the cost of living has gone up so much and their salaries haven't. And, this Pope has made very targeted remarks about world financial markets, which he sees as really destroying people's lives and standards of living. I mean, it's not so much a kind of purely anti-capitalistic message, but it's a message that, people are affected by markets, which to me seems to be one of the most political things that he has said since becoming Pope.
Talking to Rachel Donadio, Rome Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. So back to the comment on gays that the Pope made. If someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge, says Pope Francis. Many more questions about what the implications are for that. Not a whole lot of questions, though, about his views regarding women in the priesthood.
Well, right. He said that John Paul had kind of definitively closed the door on that. There aren't going to be women in the priesthood. But he's called for a greater role for women in the church, a more of an engagement of women. He talked, I think it was about a theology of women. I'm not quite sure what he means by that. But pretty much, women are not going to be priests, but that doesn't mean that they can't play an important role in the church. Now, as for his comments about gays, he was asked about reports of a gay lobby inside the Vatican. And by gay lobby, that just means a bunch of prelates who might be gay kind of blackmailing, using that information about some of their other colleagues for blackmail purposes. And that's when Francis responded saying, a lobby like that would be an issue, but I pretty much don't have anything against gays themselves. Who am I to judge?
So it both confronts and attempts to diffuse a potential political issue within the Vatican, as well as making a broad sort of global commentary on morality and sexuality.
That's true. And you have to remember that Francis was elected pope after Benedict's papacy had become embroiled in so many different scandals, the famous Vatileak scandal of leaked documents, also alleging homosexual behavior among some priests inside the Vatican. And so Francis was really brought in to try to kind of rein in a Vatican bureaucracy that's been seen as really corrupt and insular. One of the things that Francis keeps hammering home on is that it's important for the Catholic Church to be in dialogue with the rest of the world. That means that the Vatican should not be so insular. It should respond to the needs of the world, and that the Catholic Church should also engage. And that was a theme that he discussed a lot in his trip to Brazil as well.
Rachel Donadio, Rome Bureau Chief of the New York Times. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.